Sometimes, long afterwards, it's possible to look back and see the beginning of things. The point at which you'd already plunged in. While at the time you thought you were only testing the water with your toe.
You know Chavo, do you?
Sort of. G'day.
G'day. Chavo's coming down the bay for the weekend with us.
Oh, yeah?
Pity you don't want to come.
Okay, I'll come.
It wasn't as if I didn't already have someone to love. There was Martin. Teetering on the dizzy edge of smack like so many others that summer. He was as much a part of our household as any outsider could have been. He slept very still in my bed, jumped up with the kids in the early morning, and somehow put up with my crankiness and fits of wandering heart. But now Martin was unhappy, and to my shame, I wasn't concerned with kindness. I was happy then. It was early summer, and at night our backyard smelt like the country. And then, as it always happens, everything began to heave and change.
This is pathetic, Mel. We're not even going to get a swim in.
That's right, tomorrow.
I thought you didn't like the beach.
So, I don't like the sand. It gets on me bum.
You'd rather swim in all that pee, would you?
How's the break going?
Still trying to get through the introduction. Half of it's in bloody German. What's going on with you and Martin?
Did he say something to you?
He thinks you're getting sick of him.
See, it's all in the lighting, mate. It's too moody or something. It's too 70s, you know what I mean?
270s?
270s. See, look, I'll tell you what, just forget all that. Just give me a 10x8.
How are you?
All right? Okay, you can do it, darling.
Thought you were meant to be rehearsing.
Yeah, I was. How many ways can you say four lines?
Fair enough.
Thought I might be able to duck out and have some lunch.
Oh, mate, I'd like to, but I just can't get away from here. And then I've got to pick Gracie up, and I'm supposed to be showing up at this.
You're an art critic, too.
No, I'm a speculator. No, I'm meant to be reviewing it. Would you like to come?
Yeah, I'll come.
Well, I don't think there's much I can do, really. Oh, hang on a minute, mate. My daughter's here. G'day.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
I've got someone on the phone.
Okay.
Look, Don, I'll give you a ring back in about an hour, eh?
No, Mimi.
Oh, actually, make that 10 minutes. All right, great.
What's this?
Oh, it's Diana's. What's all this?
Mine.
Hey, you got new glasses.
You've got a new shirt.
You've got a new haircut.
You've got new shoes.
And you've got new
teeth. You've got a big bun.
Hey, I've got a proposition.
Yeah? What's that?
Can Gracie stay tonight?
Yeah, sure.
How are you?
What time does it start?
I'm in a circle.
That'll be $2 for her and $4 for you.
Oh, I'm an art student, College of the Arts. Free for art students, isn't it?
Well, if you show me your student card, I can give you a concession.
Must have left it at home. Look, don't worry, just let me in.
Right? I can't do that.
Look, don't give me the shits. You can't keep me out. Art belongs to the people.
Look, I don't make the rules here. I'm just doing what I'm told.
Oh, you just do what you're told, do you? Why can't you show a bit of fucking initiative sometimes?
What's the problem here?
Hold that, Bill.
Father plays ball. I don't think I can bear him or something like that. But, no, I don't think he can.
Sorry.
Excuse me, madam, you can't touch the exhibits. All right?
Sausages are real special these at $1.95. Prime tender sirloins only $4.99
a kilo. And family
size drumsticks. I'll buy a watch. $5.45.
What do you say we get out of here? Really good, isn't she?
Yeah, they're playing well. I've been attempting to write some lyrics for her.
Martin be at your place?
Probably not.
Is that you, Martin?
Oh. You looking for Martin?
No,
Oh, yeah, I've done a lot.
But I might hit it with a bit of paint tonight just to relieve the monotony.
Oh, all the best.
Not interested in renting a room, eh?
Can you shut the door, please,
sir? See, mate.
Would you like to stay?
That'd be good.
Are you nervous? Don't be.
It's all that scraping. Are you listening or something?
I have to get up early in the morning for Gracie.
Oh, don't worry, mate. Nothing wakes me.
Love getting into bed, but my ears are still ringing.
She say anything? Oh, well, tell her I'll give her a call or something.
Yeah, sure.
Some of the fuck's soft.
What time is it?
It's 8:30. You slipped in. I need a dollar to go to the clan show.
The what?
Clan show.
And what about your lunch? Do you want some money for that?
He's already made it.
Hello.
Come on, Grace. Yeah, I'm going. All right.
I think she's trying to tell me something.
She just doesn't like changes. Morning.
Good
day. Well, tea's up, that's good. Clive trying to beat the price structure again, is he?
What's happening with you and Jarvo? You're not doing it again, are you?
Yeah, I suppose I've done it again.
Oh, God, I'll thump you, Nor. You know what you're doing, don't you? You're looking at every new one and you're saying, is this the one?
That's not what I'm doing.
Look, I don't want to sound like your mother.
But you will.
Well, what future is there in it?
Oh, Eva, I'm not all that worried about futures. I don't want to love anyone forever.
Don't get me wrong, I like the guy. Apart from anything else, he's a junkie.
No, he's not. He's offered. He got offered in Tasmania.
Oh,
Come on, Norm.
You going now?
Yep. What are you planning?
I think I'll go home. So I'll see you when I see you.
Yep, see ya.
Who's this anyway? It's blood.
Dunno. Martin's probably. See ya.
See ya when I see ya. What was that supposed to mean? I think I already knew this one was going to be trouble. Still, a person shouldn't be ashamed to wish for love.
What's Martin doing here? Does he just want to get things straightened out, does he?
Smart ass. How was the clown show?
Oh, it was really terrible. It turned out to be a puppet show. It was really stupid. Baby stuff. You could even see the strings.
You can always see the strings, mate.
Hi, Mondo.
G'day.
G'day.
Oh, shut up, Nettie.
Can I come over?
Of course you can. Love.
Last week we were all buddies, and now
maybe that was the problem. Oh, sorry, maybe she sounded funny.
Don't be sorry. Now you don't want to fuck with me, and he won't talk to me. It's like I don't just miss you, I miss him. Everything's cool, and then good night, nurse.
It was easy to begin, so it's easy to end. That sounds stupid.
Easy for who? I mean, like, I don't really... G'day, mate.
G'day. Is everyone having for tea?
Vegetable curry. But we don't start serving till 8.
Might watch some TV then. I shouldn't feel guilty.
Does he? What do you think?
I think I backdoored him.
Don't be pathetic, that's boys talk.
Well, he's my friend.
So am I.
Yeah.
We slept together three nights in a row. In those 3 days, I drifted pleasantly in a haze while Martin wept and Jabbo felt confused. 3 nights in a row was enough to make it too late.
I mean, like, you're doing a soap commercial, right? They obviously want some old dear with three kids, or not an old dear, but of reasonable age, and you turn up with all the taste of freeze on, chopsticks in their hair.
All you boys might be rude to
her. Ready to make a move? You know you do. Come. Of course you do. Everybody. Is she attractive? No, it's absolutely true. It's to do with the fact that you're good looking, so you're not going to get that kind of job. But this will
happen. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean,
but look, I just all I had list. To say.
Fuck off.
Come here.
You're making me look like an idiot.
Look, I just want to talk to you.
No, but, I mean,
go and talk to Rita, will you?
I mean, half the problem is that certain people like you're beautiful, right? So, I mean, it's easier for you to get somebody at a party situation like this. You're much more able to chat somebody up, aren't you? Because, well, I mean, why do you dress like you do?
What's wrong with it?
Well, I mean, it's obviously dressed to attract people. I mean, that's what it's for.
Dear Jabbo, there's a few things you ought to know, mostly involving things like elementary courtesy, like saying hello, like not making that ludicrous adolescent gap between how you behave towards me at night when we sleep together and how you act in public as if we hardly knew each other. Don't get me wrong, I don't want a flood of attention. Just hello would do. So I don't have to wonder if I've been hallucinating other times we've been together. Good luck to you, Jabbo. I like you, and I'd still like to see you sometime. I brought you a note. I didn't think you'd be here. But now I'm here, I feel pretty uncomfortable, so I think I'll go.
Hey, Noah, hang on a minute.
Fast recovery?
Look, last night, I'm sure I didn't want to see you anymore.
Oh.
But I don't feel like that now.
Look, you give me a hard time, but I understand why you do it.
Yeah, well, I wish you'd tell me, because I don't know why I do it.
Well, you just don't want me to need you, do you?
No. No, look, that's got nothing to do with it.
Well, that's how it feels.
Look, I just find it really hard to come on like that when there's people around.
Oh, that's bullshit. Mate, you were doing all right with Martin and Lillian.
Yeah, but that's different. They're friends.
Well, what am I?
Look, Noah, you know how I feel. I really want to keep seeing you.
I can't read your mind. I don't know you so well that I can tell these things. For all I knew, you were trying to tell me you'd had enough.
I know.
So what do you mean?
You just don't get it, do you?
A what?
Look, when I said I was stoned, I meant smack.
Well, why didn't you tell me that?
Didn't seem like a very good idea at the time.
Change she place. Has this one way from the
sunshine.
What'd you like this with? A bloody cigarette lighter, mate.
You're going to look beautiful. Let's have you. Marlene Dietrich always insisted on being met from way up there. Oh, there's the north line, darling.
Who am I going to look like?
Hello? Yes? Hang on. Laura?
Is this music helping?
Oh, yeah.
Martin here.
Martin?
Yeah, looking at a moment, yeah? We've got a bit of a problem, mate. Jabbo's sick. I think he's had to do
Mac, and we got him to the hospital.
When can we see him?
Now.
Better already. It didn't give me nothing. My body's beating.
Last night, mate, I thought you were a dead one.
Still got a fever.
That's nothing. I know people who've had it and only stayed in for a day.
Blood poisoning.
Who?
Schultze had it, remember Schultze?
Yeah.
He got it, he was all right. Tell him, mate.
What's your name?
These old people give me the shits.
Yes,
old guy over there. He reckons he's dying, but he keeps pissing his pyjamas just so as he can call the nurse.
Whereabouts do you live, Gertie?
Little senile. Good dope, isn't it?
Barrack for.
We better go. Put that out.
Yeah, see you later, mate.
Well, don't tell Mummy. I'm sorry I have to go. I'm alone now, man. Will you come again?
Yep.
Oh, please.
Bye.
I'll try and come in tomorrow and bring you something to eat and something to read.
Yeah, don't worry. Just go.
Off. I told him I had someone to look after me.
Oh, did you? I thought you didn't like it here. I thought it was too domestic for you. Jeez, mate, I only ever get to see you when you're desperate.
They said okay if I could get a doctor to say he'd take responsibility.
Oh, Mac, I suppose.
Yeah, I rang Mac. He said he'd come over later. Teach you how to give me a penicillin injection.
Oh, really?
Ah, Jesus Christ, what are you fucking doing?
Well, relax, mate, you've tensed your muscles. You've got a bum like an elephant.
Ah, shit, look, give us it here. I'll do it better myself.
Yeah, don't do it. You'll get hooked.
Thinking. I'm going to see Raimondo before he goes. He reckons it's his birthday.
I know.
Oh, I see.
It's ridiculous. I can't give it to him like that.
Well, what did you rub out?
I wrote love from Gracie. That's not funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mess, isn't it?
Well, you can just cut the bottom off it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's easy. What she's saying is, like, I'll write down what gives me the shits about you, and you write down what gives me the shits. You know, they'll give each other the shits.
It's for you, Raimondo.
That's really neat, don't you?
Yeah, it is neat.
Yeah, that's really neat.
Hey, give her this card.
He didn't stay around our house for long. And the truth was, I didn't really want him to. I couldn't live for long with his restlessness, his violent changes of mood, the dangerous idleness in the bloodstream. How come you moved in here?
Just needed a change of scenery.
Have you fallen out with Martin?
No, shit, no. We're still going on our trip.
What trip?
You know, Asia.
Are you fair dinkum?
Yeah.
But how can you afford a trip? I don't want to know. When are you going?
Week after next, maybe.
How old are you in this?
Oh, 16, 17.
What was it like?
Air Force. Oh, shit. Terrible. Only thing the Air Force ever showed me was how to tidy up my room and fold blankets.
Is that your mother?
Yeah, she's great. Should meet her sometime.
Who's that? Who's the arm?
The old man. Someone must have tore the bastard right out of the picture. God, he was a shit. Once when I was in the Air Force, Christ, I hated that place. All I could ever think about was getting out. He could have got me out. All he had to do was, you know, whack his signature on a couple of papers. But he wouldn't do it. No way. I begged the bastard. I used to plead with him. Not him. Sometimes now I think, you know, when I keep mucking things up with a woman and that, I think, yeah. He's the reason I do it. That bastard.
What do you mean?
Like, I always got plenty of woman's love.
Never quite hit the mark.
Yeah, something like that.
He sent me a card from Singapore, something he wrote on the plane. A love with no fade from distance. Nothing more. I remember a dream that I had not long after he'd gone. Javo and I were walking along a beach. There was no one else in sight. I remember trying to say some difficult emotional things, something like, I love you so much that if I thought you didn't love me, I'd die. I stopped talking, looked sideways at him, waiting for him to speak. But he remained silent. And I realized that he didn't love me like that. By late autumn, our old house had been sold under us, and we all went our separate ways. As a last resort, Gracie and I moved into a huge house down by the markets with Rita and her daughter Juliet. I should have known better.
What else is there? More books.
And then one day near the beginning of winter, I heard my first news of Javo. He and Martin were stranded in a Bangkok prison, busted for stealing sunglasses. I was writing to him almost daily, afraid for his safety, but having no means of helping him. Sending letters to nowhere and getting nothing back.
Oh, Pig, put it away. I'd eat on the bread again.
Just because you haven't had a fuck for weeks.
Oh.
Get your room like a picture. Oh.
Are you planning something desperate?
Nah. Something's bound to fall in my path sooner or later.
I think I can safely say I hate that picture. It looks so bloody smug. All right?
Yeah.
Naturally, I remembered only the good and lovable things about him, and not the wretchedness he caused me. The dope and the resentments and silences and the half-crazy outbursts. Instead, I was remembering the colour of his eyes and the way he'd throw back his head when he laughed. These things I could recall in an instant. But I knew for the sake of truth and sanity that I had to keep some balance in my memory of him.
What's this? A nostalgic visit?
No, Java just wanted me to collect some of his things.
Is he still in prison over there?
I don't know what's happening. Martin's father's trying to bail him out.
Here. Try some of this.
Ta. Oh.
Sorry.
That's good. Did you make it?
No. You're hungry?
You on your own?
Just for a while. Are you sure?
Okay.
He said, I'll fix it. He went in, found out it was $17 and came out and demanded $40 from me.
You're still in love with him?
I miss him a real lot.
Like you miss a piece of glass in the foot. Love. What I feel for you isn't exactly love. But then it isn't just sex either. I'm finding it really exciting being in this room with you, and I'm going to be extremely pissed off if the others start coming back. Why don't you stay?
Because if Angela showed up, I'd freak.
Angela. Angela won't come back. What is all this about Angela?
She's my mate.
I'm your mate.
Oh, Willie, I couldn't handle it. Rita's putting the shits up Angela as it is, and it's complicated enough. And we're mates. It doesn't matter if we fuck now or later or never.
You know, I'm really enjoying getting good at karate. When anybody comes at me, all I have to do is just... I just drop back every time.
Rekha.
That's it?
Yeah.
Big stretch.
Midget hands.
That's the one.
And the other one was...
Down to an E.
F sharp E.
That's it.
Okay.
Huh?
Yeah, give it a bell.
Okay.
Hit it! I think it's beautiful.
Your lyrics, mate?
My first rock and roll song. Here's to it.
Just like I bought one. You want to try another one?
No, I should go, I think.
Don't have to, you know.
Yes, I do.
Gonna make.
Might make you sound less like a garage band, eh?
Isn't that Tom's a bit flat? Could you brighten it up a bit, Yuri?
It's all of a worry, really, isn't it?
Hmm?
All this technology being brought to bear on a modest little song we wrote.
You're worried. I just hope we can get it up tonight, considering what we're up against.
Very exciting, eh? When's it all gonna start?
About dawn, I'd say.
How come Angela hasn't shown up?
She was here, and now she's gone.
What's this? Willie and Angela have been brawling again.
Okay. I need a level from you. I'll get the show on the road, eh?
Fuck with him when I'm watching him play.
After you.
Wow.
Hey, we were wondering where you were.
No doubt about where you're at, though, is there?
What do you mean?
I just want to say, Nora, that I don't hate you anymore like I have been for the last few weeks.
Hate me? I didn't notice. I must be a bit insensitive.
Yeah, well, it's part of the trouble, actually. I mean, thinking you were some kind of sexual predator or something. If you wanted to fuck with someone, you didn't give a damn who else might be involved.
What do you mean? Like when?
Oh, with Martin and this thing with Jarbo and... Now I've heard you've been putting it on Willie too. I've been thinking you've had this habit of using people up and then just throwing them away. But it's all right, because I don't hate you anymore.
I know about girlfriends. Okay,
it's 3 minutes past four. Let's make this the one, eh? Daddy wants to go home.
She's a pistolier, a cameo, then she'll disappear. You better know who you're the target here. You better know she's a pistolier, a cameo, then she'll disappear. She'll just use you. Then she'll walk out on you.
Listen, what key are we singing in?
I was flatter.
Can we give it a bit of an edge, you know, and make her a bit angry, huh? You're supposed to hate this woman,
yeah,
eh?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I know all about girlfriends. I know all about those friends. I know all about girlfriends. I know all about
Listen, kids, why don't we just fade out in that last chorus, eh? I mean, we've got one that'll do the job and it could be a lot less painful, eh?
Fuck!
We do it her way, Frank.
Not tonight, we don't.
Sorry I dumped all that crazy stuff on you. I'm a bit pissed. And I'm tired. Oh, Willie. I don't know what he wants anymore. Me, you, Rita, or all three of us. I'm tired, no? Stuff these boring perfectionists. Will you take me home?
Yep.
A drink of wine, and then he goes, leaving behind his pain and woes.
It's full for you.
Put your arms around me and hold me close. Just for a while.
Well, you won't take no for an answer, will you? I feel like tearing this place apart, ripping the paper walls down around my ears.
Well, then wrap the place up. Wrap the place and we'll go away together. I don't want to be here any more than you do. I'm only here because you wanted me to.
You want another whack in the chin, do you? We can't leave. I owe money. I wouldn't last a week.
You don't know what it's like. Lying beside you and wanting you so badly. And when I reach out...
Hey! He just walked in. The guy who snuck out last week without paying. He's standing at the bar. Better bring the girl down and put the finger on him, eh? Get back down there, Whitey, and don't let him out of your sight. Right, you get dressed. Talk about a cheapskate. We'll have to teach him the value of money.
Now that he was back, all the splinters of my life made sense again. But almost straight away, we began to misunderstand each other. I didn't want to hold on to the way things had been, or stop him from hitting up, or be with him 24 hours a day. But it was losing our old ease together that I hated.
G'day, Norm. What are you doing here?
Just wanted to see you. Look, I really want to have a talk with you. Can we have a cup of coffee or something when you're finished?
Yeah.
Oh, what do you want to eat? I cashed my pension check this morning, so...
Just give me a plate of gnocchi, that'll do. Hey, hang on, I just want to see if I can score a cigarette.
I put another coin in the butcher box. One that swings, one that
rocks.
But she's never, ever been kissed. Little senorita just want a twist. Little senorita, little senorita, little senorita, 5 foot six.
Willie, she's too much.
Yeah.
Where she wants to twist.
What's this for?
It's for the bill. I was just going to leave.
That's stupid, mate. I just got carried away. Oh, come on, we've got to open this play tonight.
Don't have a fettuccine.
Actually, working with Lillian's been a bit, bit weird, you know.
It's a great spaghetti and tent.
Minestrone. What's the matter?
It just feels like she's lining you up. Oh, I'd probably just hate it because she's prettier than me. It doesn't matter, forget it.
This isn't going to go down too well.
Well, you should try and eat something.
I reckon it's off.
Perfectly all right, and it costs $4. Eat it.
Get me a drink, Arthur. I'm dying in this heat.
Will it be, mister? You're obviously here on business. First drink's on the house. Jim.
In that case, make it a double.
Hey, babe, you're a sight for sore eyes. Need some new talent round here.
Look, I know you're not going to go through with this, so you may as well just come straight out with it.
Arthur, are you trying to back out of this?
That's a laugh. I just know you're back to front, that's all.
You're new to the game, eh?
Gonna spew.
You've been shooting up again, have you?
You'll clean up here. Your only competition. Your only competition.
She's drinking
a place dry. Even her cheeks don't like her.
Jane,
that's my sister.
Jesus Christ, Brian's coming up soon.
I can't believe my eyes.
I'll be right. Just a sec.
You're going to be able to
get your back for a month. You've got the caked up old hanky.
I was hoping you'd take her with you.
New lass for all, eh?
You don't have to hang around, Artie. Whitey will hang on to the money.
You're not going to go through with this, are you?
I'm not going through with it either, mate.
Well, what's with him? You can't fucking walk off stage in the middle of a play.
Pastor.
Jesus
Christ. $4.
The critic will do a job on us. What do you mean?
Technicolor yawn stops play.
Hey, mate, we're going to go now. See you guys.
See you, sweet.
Good one. Do you want to come?
No, I'm going to drop round at Al's place, pick up some stuff. They're my friends too, you know.
I know that. I never said anything. I'm not trying to organise your life.
No. I know. Hey. No. No.
When he was stoned, he usually kept out of my way. Disappeared for days at a time. Then turned up at some crazy hour of the night to creep into my bed for comfort, like some sick, helpless child. I would have done anything to help him, but it wasn't my help that he wanted. It wasn't dope as a spectre or rival that frightened me. It was the way it turned him into a stranger.
Juliet, get out from under my feet!
No!
What? I'm trying to make a cup of tea.
Your junkie friend's cleaned out the kitty again. Go on, Julia, get a glass. I'll make you some Milo. I go outside. Jubbo.
I don't know.
Jubbo, you left your fit on the dining room table.
Bullshit. Left it here.
Oh, mate. Don't be stupid. Do you think I hallucinated it? Look, Rita doesn't know you bring dope here. Why do you have to make it so hard for me?
I told you, Nora. I fucking left it here.
I can't handle it. Jubbo, I want you to understand. I love you. I love you a real lot. But I can't handle you when you're like this. I think it would be better if you found somewhere else to stay. To sleep. Till you've got it under control a bit or something.
Okay, Mom. Look, I want to stop. But I can't do it now.
When will you be able to?
Look, I can't stop while the play's on. I couldn't get through it. I can't perform when I'm coming down.
I know that. I know that.
Well, when the play's finished, I'll get off it and... we'll go away somewhere. We'll go up north. I'm sick of the junk scene. I want to get off it.
How?
I'll take a cure. Go cold turkey. I can do it. We go to Sydney, see some friends. And I go to the beach, get a tan. We'll do it. We'll go. Don't take long.
I'll fix it.
No, fuck it. We won't go then.
Hey! Hey, come on, mate, you're starting to nod off on me.
Huh?
Here. Don't want to give any old system a bit of a revving up, do you?
Sorry?
Beans, mate. Pills. Shakers.
Oh, I don't know.
Go on, get a couple of them in here. That sparrow's lying at you, bum. I'll be turning off shortly, so I'll have to drop yous up here.
Okay.
Better wake your family up.
Hey, Noah.
Chips and one egg, $2.25. Spaghetti on toast, $1.85. It's all junk food. Your menu's greasy.
Don't worry, mate. We'll go to Manly tomorrow and have oysters.
Oh, really?
Mind you about that.
You's made up your mind yet?
It just gives a couple of pies, thanks.
No, I can't do your pies, love. Your microwave's off.
I'll just have an orange juice, thanks. With a straw.
Where are you heading for?
Sydney.
Oh. How are you going to get there?
I think I'll have to walk.
Hey, why don't you ask me mates? They're going all the way into town. I could fix it for you.
Oh, thanks. That'd be good.
Hey, Noel, you got room for a couple more?
Hi. Hi. Oh. I'd give it up on you.
Oh, good to be here. Hello.
All right, go on up. All right. Oh, come on, Biggles. Off you get. Come on. Off you get. Yeah. Pretty warm. Mm. Now, don't worry about a thing. See you later.
Yeah, when we get up.
Okay.
What a good idea.
Geez, you're good looking. You get excruciated when I say things like that, don't you?
$20, okay.
You going out?
Yep. Just going to see some friends. See you later.
See you when I see you.
You a question?
You're not supposed to interrupt, Noel.
Sorry. Which one is it?
Oppression. When the water has flowed out below, the lake must dry up and become exhausted. That is fruit. One sits oppressed under a bare tree and strays into a gloomy valley. For 3 years, one sees nothing.
Sounds horrible. What did you ask it?
I asked if it might be going to Manly tomorrow. Just us two, I mean.
What do you feel about Jabbo?
Well, I suppose it's because he's a junkie. That's why he's so strange and won't talk.
Hmm.
You should just be nicer to him. And leave him alone. That's what I reckon.
Stoned. You went out for a hit. We've sat around here all day not knowing what's going on, and you've been out trying to score. This was supposed to be a holiday. What are you doing? What do you want?
I want some Vegemite.
You don't care about me and Gracie, do you? You just make empty promises and piss off when it suits you. Why did you have to open your big mouth about going to Manly whether she really thought you meant it? You just don't even notice what anyone else is feeling.
I don't! You don't know what's going on in my life!
You don't want me to know!
I fucking do! Look, you don't understand.
You only like me when I'm off dope. And I only like myself when I'm on, and that's something you'll never accept.
When you called to me and you shut me out like that, you make me feel ugly and stupid and boring, and I give up. And I wonder why we bother.
I don't know. Neurotic. I do this over and over. Whenever I get something good, I destroy it.
Oh, everyone's got patterns they can't break. I've got one. It's different from yours.
Yeah?
I go on giving it all away. I'll go back to Melbourne in the morning.
No, I'll go.
I love you.
Look, look, when you get back to Melbourne, I'll probably... Gracie. Want it?
Yeah.
Be a dollar.
Why? Cheer up, Neil. You'll get over it.
What do you mean? How would you know?
Don't you remember Raimondo and that dumb card and everything?
Yeah, well, what happened to your love?
Just passed.
He's a fairy, isn't
he? Oh, yeah. It's nice at night. Mm.
It had been impossible. And now it was over. In a way, I felt relieved that at last something had been resolved. For months, it seemed, I'd been draining myself away towards him. And now it was time to put the plug back in and fill up the tub again for myself and other people.
Yeah.
I started writing again. A short story about a woman who, years after the breakup of her marriage, goes to see the other woman, the one she believed had been the cause of everything. She goes there wanting a reconciliation, but ends up discovering to her horror that she only wants to get even. I honestly thought it was going to be amusing.
Unbelievable.
Oh, I got so ripped before I came. Can't wear these shoots any longer. Oh, I hope this director knows what he's doing, or else we are in big trouble.
Well, mate, if it doesn't work, you can always get a grant and make it into a B grade.
I mean, I feel so stupid. I don't know what all this means.
You look so uncomfortable in that outfit.
Oh, you're lucky you just right and all.
Yeah, let me fix your hair.
Is that someone trying to tell you what to do all the time? Trying to mould you?
Sexier.
So, you're moving into a house with Gerald, huh?
Oh, well, it won't be just the two of us. Eve's coming too.
Does Rita know about that?
No, not yet.
See you later. What did Angela want?
She was just complaining about her feet.
Here's your story.
What's up? What did you think?
Fantastic. No, really, it's really good. I suppose you're showing it to Lillian.
Oh, what do you reckon?
I think you better before you try and sell it.
I don't think so. It's already sold anyway.
Well, I know a nice place up the country you can go and stay and hole up for a couple of weeks.
Give us a break.
I just want to use it.
Oh, is that it?
It's the one.
Oh, fantastic. Where's the colour? Show me. Who's that?
Me, Stup.
That managed to get you looking like Bruce Springsteen. Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, why didn't you give me the choice of coming with you?
Because I can't handle you and Juliet. I can't help you with it, and I can't bear it the way it is.
What do you mean? Fights?
Yeah. And the way you can't leave each other alone. It's like a war zone.
I know. Thought that's what it was. You don't like what's going on between me and Willie either, do you?
The whole thing, the whole setup. I've been going crazy here.
I can understand that.
So I'm leaving.
Morning.
Hey.
Sorry, I'm a little late.
Grounds?
Oh,
nice and pretty.
Okay, well, why don't you just wander around, take your time, and come here when you're ready, okay?
The master bedroom. The master bed.
What do you think? You happy about this?
I don't know.
What's up? You worried about our living in the same house?
I just want it quite clear that we're not moving into this house as a couple.
It's a bit strong, isn't it?
Well, it's got nothing to do with personalities. I just can't do it anymore.
Well, we'll have our own rooms. That'll establish us separately. Our own dressing gowns, muesli, toothbrushes.
You two settle in already.
Oh, you're so apt.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I was. But, Eve said you're stuck here on your own with the kids.
Yeah. Come in. You were great. What happened?
Oh, I've been having a really good time these days. I've been knocking around a bit in that. Seen Lillian a couple of times. I was over there last Saturday night. Well, it's getting late, you know. So I got up to go, and she came to the door with me and said, "Would you like to stay?" So I did.
Why are you telling me all this?
You're pissed off because it's Lillian.
I suppose that if it had been someone else, it might have been easier. I don't know.
No, she reckons she really likes you.
Oh, don't give me the shits.
Look, there hasn't been one time this year, you know, when I could have said that I didn't love you. You know, that time coming back from Thailand. Look, I really needed you then and you were there. But, you know, look, I'm starting to feel better now. You know, I feel good getting into it again. So, I can't just stay with you all the time.
Left it a bit late to tell me all this, didn't you?
Come on, babe, we can outlast a lot of them.
We see so little of each other, we're bound to.
Take you to the party.
Jabbo's here.
Yeah, I noticed. I don't know why you keep on putting yourself through all that, you know?
Neither do I.
You wrote the lyrics at Clippy Phil.
Yeah, right.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Somebody showed me a story you wrote.
Oh, really? Well, I don't want to know what you thought about it. Thanks very much.
Hey. Listen, we should have
a rap session.
Listen, we should have a rap sometime at the speech run plan.
Oh, sure.
Oh, but killer a story.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Hi, Nora.
Hi, mate.
How are you?
I'm good.
19th
century. Yeah. Really, like, the style of it. Is that a really bad adult? Oh,
really? Well, I'll just get a drink.
No, I've got this bunch of Queensland real estate
agents. Oh, I'll pop the seal. All right, look, I'll be right back.
No, I'm not tense. I just want to get a drink.
Sorry. Da-da, da-da, what?
It's finally happened.
What? They
fucking, that's what?
She just found out.
Oh, mate.
Bloody reader, I hope. Not her fault, it's Willie.
Yeah,
she
yeah.
What really shits me is that you spend all those years trying to get rid of all that Irish fluttering, then you find men really like it.
Of course they do.
Corporate every time.
Of course they do, the arsehole.
Don't say, of course they do.
They do.
Well, what's all the theorising been about? I mean, all those years of theorising about how cool it should be between people.
That for?
Well, you two finally got it on.
Some achievement, eh?
So much for multiple relationships.
Oh, yeah, well, it was like that with us, wasn't it? I mean, the reason I had to put a stop to what looked like happening between me and you was largely Angela's jealousy.
I started having so many dreams and fantasies about you, I couldn't tell which was which.
That's easy. Dreams are when you're asleep. Fantasies are when you're awake.
Little boy and a little girl walking down a street. Little boy's beating a tin can. Little girl says, what are you? And little boy says, I'm a drummer. Little girl says, can I have a fuck? Little boy says, I'm not a real drummer. Are you all right?
No. Tell me, how much they pay you?
What?
Story.
About 20 cents, why?
Pity, because it gave me the shits. You had no right to use that stuff, Nora.
What stuff?
That stuff about me, my life, Jack. It wasn't fair, Nora, it wasn't yours.
What do you mean it wasn't mine? Events don't belong to people.
Well, you act as if they do. I mean, everybody knew who that was about. Everyone knew who those characters were.
20 people in Carlton do not constitute everybody.
It doesn't matter how fucking many people. It mattered to me.
I did not write that story to get at you.
No. Nora? No. What I really hated was that beneath all of that sisterhood shit, I had no way of knowing how much you hated me, and that hurt.
I did it for me. I did it for myself.
Yeah, I bet you
Nora?
Did. You're not even a journalist. You just publish your fucking diaries.
Just lay off, mate. What's the matter?
Oh, it's cold.
Oh, can you help me get him outside?
Yeah, I'll give you a lift.
Well, I'll have the car, but I'll be drunk. Come on, mate. Jabba, get up. Come on. Get up.
So heavy.
Enough?
Sorry, Nora. Guess the dope's fucked me liver.
Don't be sorry. People have had to do this for me heaps of times. Guess those country girls find you pretty irresistible, eh?
Yeah, I couldn't do any worse than I do around here.
It's a joke.
Yeah, look, I'm aware of all this shit you're going through. All this crap, Jabba. I suppose I just have to wear my share, eh? frustrating.
Gerald, I'm sorry. I just wish things were simpler.
Yeah, that wouldn't hurt.
Maybe I should spend some time on my own or something.
Yeah, well, you're going about that the right way.
Have a good tour. That followed, I hardly saw Jabbo at all. Some nights he'd come around and we'd talk for hours about his worn-out friendships and his endless struggle to put his life in shape. And sometimes he'd want to talk about Lillian, not realizing how painful that was. He just didn't see that he held all the cards. Finally, I wrote him a letter, trying to explain that the arrangement wasn't working, and I took it around to Lillian's place. Maybe because I wanted to accept the idea of them being together. Maybe because I was just curious. I walked right in.
Your letter.
I got yours too. Must have been the same day.
We must have been thinking about each other at the same time. Hey.
Can you see that that gets to Jabbo?
Sure.
I better go.
Let's go easy on the race. G'day, Nora.
Thinly disguised tales of revenge, you mean? Nah, give us a break. I nearly got my windows bricked in after the last one.
I start painting my nails and then I chew and chew. It drives me crazy. G'day.
How are you going with Willie?
Oh, it's not working out at all.
What's wrong?
Bloody Angela's still hanging on. I wouldn't even mind that. that I never get to see him. He's always got a rehearsal or a gig or off to see Angela. I'm not even supposed to ring him up.
And what can I do for you?
Oh, can we have 60 cents or so to go to the kiosk?
Oh, I haven't got any. Why don't you ask Martin? He's over there, I think. Things.
Thought you'd been trying to steer clear of me. That note you left me, Lillian's place. Really cut, you know. Giving you a use is... it's the furthest thing from my mind.
Well, it seems that I only get to see you when you want something. And I suppose I got used to you needing me to keep going. And now it feels like I'm watching my kid grow up and take off, which in a lot of ways makes me really happy. But it's bloody painful, you know? And sometimes it feels like you don't give a shit about me anymore now that you don't need me.
Mate, our relationship's permanent. Maybe we could go out tonight or something. Go to the pub.
No, I can't tonight. I'm going out. Anyway, knowing you, you'd probably promise to turn up and then not show.
Who are you going with?
Gracie.
Ah.
Yeah, we're going to a movie. Not exactly your kind of thing. Anyway, I'm off.
Hey.
I thought of how it had been that summer before. Me in the water.
See you later.
And you. Mate. You grinning down at me from below the sign that said Aqua Profonda. And it made me think about all of us. How we thrashed about, swapping and changing partners like a complicated dance to which the steps hadn't quite been learned. All of us somehow trying to move gracefully, in spite of our ignorance.